Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna said, a devotee should not eat too much. Neither should he eat too little. Must be balanced. If you eat too much, the sense would be agitated. So one will not have peace to practice. We know that too much of anything, and that is material or spiritual, is bad. Anything which is too much is bad. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita said, it should not be too much. And it shouldn't be too little also, because if it is too little, the body will not be sufficiently nourished and it will affect our practice as well. Moderate. So we have this fan, right? You see this fan? The fan has regulator. Regulator means what? To regulate the speed. If you want to have the best use of the fan, there's a need for regulation. It has to be regulated. So it can give us sufficient amount of the air we need. Either it should be low or it should be high. In Hare Krishna temple, we are supposed to be in goodness, but most of our activities are in passion. Although the fan is there, but we put it the last number, always. Is it not true? The fan is always at the last speed. So where is the regulation here? It's not only one figure that is there. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But all the time we put it at 50. So we are practicing sense control. But how is that sense control? It's passion. We're supposed to be in goodness. We should be in goodness. Goodness is conducive for practicing Christian consciousness. Ignorance and passion is not conducive. But goodness is conducive. So we should learn how to regulate the senses. Microphone also has regulation. When you put it too high, it will make noise. It will not give the sound. So regulation. So human life is meant for that, regulation, to regulate the senses. So here Bhagavad Gita is saying, don't eat too much, don't eat too little, moderate. The same with sleep. The sleep should not be too much, and it should not be too little. If one sleeps too much, most of the senses, the organs of the body will not function. And if it is too little, we will not have the power of concentration to be affected. We won't concentrate properly. So regulation is there. And that applies to everything, even how we see. What we see should be regulated. How do we do that? Things which are not favorable for Christian consciousness, don't look at it more than necessary. In chapter 2, Bhagavad Gita. Because anything which we look at it more than necessary, it is natural that we develop attraction for it. We become attached to it. So if we want to control the senses, it is not only about eating and sleeping. It has to do with everything which you do. Even seeing should be regulated. What we see and how we see has effect on the mind. Anything which the eye sees, it will send a message to the mind. Anything. Either it is material or spiritual. We may think that we don't see. It's after some days you will realize that we have seen, because the image will come back to the mind. Regulation, so it requires to control the eyes. Unless you should put it off. I don't say we should put it off, but we should be moderate. We should use the regulator. The regulator is there for regulation. Control. You have to learn how to control. This regulator, right? This regulator. The regulator is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's control. How we deal with everything will affect our practice of Christian consciousness. Even if it is a material object like a fan or microphone or a car class or whatever, it has effect in our Christian consciousness. So for an advanced, experienced devotee, when he see anybody doing something, he can immediately tell what is in the heart of this person by doing this he's doing. He can tell how will this end by the activity of anybody because of Christian conscious training. Because when we practice to regulate our senses or sense control, in yoga, it begins from sense control begins from where? Yama and niyama. That's the beginning. That is gross. That is gross beginning. Don't do this. Do this. This is control. Don't do things that will agitate the senses. Do things which will help the senses become controlled. That is yama, niyama. Certain things we should do, certain things we shouldn't do. At the beginning. From this, then you go to the second stage of breathing exercise, pranayama. That is breathing exercise. Sitting posture, breathing exercise. Yes, this is sense control. Sense control. You see, when we sit like this, we are emanating negative energies from our body without knowing. And when you sit like this, we are sending out positive energies. So people who sit around us, they will feel a nice vibration. That's yoga. So you see that everything has meaning, everything. And it's a powerful message. We see it this way. The body is suitable for positive activities. But anything we'll do will be wonderful. You hear properly if you sit properly. Sometimes you hear proper sit properly. Right? Because it helps the japa when you sit properly. The yogi has to sit properly to help the breathing exercise. And the breathing pratyahara. Pratyahara means what? The pratyahara? Pratyahara. Yes. Yes. You are withdrawing the external senses, looking for external object. We are withdrawing that inside to bring it inside. In other words, sense control requires, or it takes us to space in, to look inside, not outside. Our senses are always outside, looking for something to gratify the senses. So Krishna said, it's only a fool that look for something external. And an intelligent person does not look for anything external. An intelligent person look for something inside. The soul, the super soul, is inside, not outside. So the satisfaction of the soul is from inside, not from outside. So pratyahara means to withdraw the senses from all external activities and bring it inside internal activity, which is devotional service. It's Krishna consciousness. It's pratyahara. From pratyahara, there is dhyana. Dhyana now, the senses have been adjusted. The senses have been adjusted now to focus on a particular object, and that becomes meditation. Meditation. We are meditating on a particular object. Therefore, a yogi remains inside. A Krishna consciousness is doing that. This is the level it's supposed to take us to remain inside. For example, when you chant and you hear what they are chanting, you are not outside, you are inside. Right? And the idea of looking at the tip of the nose. You see, when you look at the tip of the nose, you will never see anything else. You'll be inside. Try it and see. If you look at the tip of the nose, you will never see anything outside. You'll be inside. So being inside means we are trying to connect with the super soul. You won't see anything outside. And you won't be bothered by the external senses. Because now the senses is connected with the super soul. To help us get to this level, we have to look at what we eat, even how we eat. So you are taking prasadam and you are talking. What is that? If you are taking prasadam and you are talking, what does it mean? It's an offense. Right? Why we shouldn't talk? Why we shouldn't talk while taking prasadam?
Honoring the
person. What? Okay, yes. Honor. If you are honoring a person, you are honoring an anything, object. Honor means what? Disrespect. This is respect. This honor, respect. So we should respect the prasadam, because prasadam is Krishna's mercy to help us control our tongue, which is very, very, very difficult. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, voracious, voracious. Voracious means you want to take everything available. This is sense control. And Krishna consciousness is about sense control. We should not give freedom to our senses. Because, I'll give you an example, we should not give freedom to our senses. I'll give you an example. Anyone know how to drive here? Anyone who knows how to drive? Huh? Okay, you're on top of your bike. You're going on this place. If you leave the steering, my dear motorcycle, anywhere you like to go, what will happen to you? Huh? Accident. Therefore, we should not give freedom to the senses. Because giving freedom to the senses means accident. It is definite that we will have accident. Why? The senses are not perfect. The senses are not perfect. So they cannot do anything perfectly. Our senses cannot give us perfection. So they need to be controlled. The senses need to be engaged in the master of the senses. That is the freedom we have. Our senses are engaged in satisfying the master of the senses. Then the senses will become pure. It's only then we can think of freedom. So to tell you the truth, of all the processes of controlling the senses, all the processes, either you are doing yoga, you are doing meditation, you are studying the scriptures, it's part of it. Studying the scripture is part of controlling the senses. Or you are doing fasting, which many people do, fasting. It helps to control the senses. So Papa said, certain days are called determined. That is 9:14, purport, 9:14. Certain days are called determined. Determined, like Janmashtami Ekadasi. These days are meant for taking vows to control the senses. 9:14. Purport. Determined means what? We want to do activities which will help the mind, our senses, become controlled. If the mind are not controlled, if the senses are not controlled, they cannot focus on Krishna. Until the senses are controlled, then they can focus on Krishna. And when the mind is not focused on Krishna, we are in trouble. We're in trouble. It's only suffering. So there is a need to control the senses. There is a need. So of all the processes for controlling our senses, tapasya, yoga, meditation, studying the scriptures, all of them, there is one thing which, if it is done, will become successful. What is that? What is that one thing that will make our attempt in control the senses perfect? Devotional service.
Control the tongue.
Controlling the tongue. We're talking about the process. It's part of the control. Control the tongue. One thing which we do. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. If we are not taking shelter of Krishna, all these processes will not work. They will help us to some extent. They will never help us completely if we don't depend on Krishna. That is why you see in history, there are so many people trying, engaging their senses. They couldn't succeed. They failed. After so many years, they failed. But devotees are always successful. Devotees are always successful. Why devotees are successful? Because they depend on Krishna. In the activities, they depend on Krishna. But Krishna, I am studying this scripture as a means to please you so you can help me control my senses. Krishna, I'm performing austerity, I'm doing fasting, not because I want mystic power to control others or manipulate your material energy. I'm doing this austerity so I will please you. By pleasing you, you help me to become a better devotee. If we maintain this culture, then our practice of controlling the senses will be successful. We'll have a nice meditation, austerity. When it is time for us to perform austerity like Karasi or Janmasthami we were discussing yesterday, it will be very sweet, sweet, wonderful experience. We will do it very nicely. And Prabhupada said in one purport, any devotee who becomes restless in the presence of a woman is not a brahmachari. Any person who becomes restless in the presence of a woman is not a brahmachari. A brahmachari is not restless. Brahmachari is confident because depends on Krishna. So he is protected by Krishna. Therefore, the senses are controlled by Krishna for the devotee. So you see, devotees, they succeed in the austerities. They succeed in the meditation, whatever they study the scripture, they succeed. But the karmis, they are also trying, yogis are trying, the gyanis are trying. They are not successful. Why they are not successful? They are on their own. They are using their strength. But devotees, we use Krishna's strength. Not our strength. What is our strength? What is our strength? What is our strength? Our strength is Krishna's mercy. So we have parampara, that's our strength. Parampara is our strength. We depend on parampara, that's our strength. Outside the parampara, we have no resistance, no strength. We don't succeed for anything. So we should learn how to control the senses. It's very important. Regulating the senses is very, very important. For one who has given freedom to the senses, making sense gratification the goal of one's life, kam upabhoga, that's Bhagavad Gita. Kam upabhoga means what? Sense gratification is the goal of our life. You see, we should try to understand that when we talk about sense gratification, we should not think that it doesn't exist in our Krishna consciousness. It does exist. When the devotee asks me, what is sense gratification for you as a person? What is sense gratification? Because we have different meaning to each word. Because we have different realizations. For each word. Your realization about sense gratification will be different from my own realization of sense gratification. So this devotee asks me, what is sense gratification for you? I say, eating more than 2 times is sense gratification. Right? So eat more than 2 times is send the application. Then, on Gopunima Day, or Janmashtami, these are days where we have examination for those who want to control the senses. Many devotees will bring in powerful philosophy. Today is festival, Prabhu. Today is festival. Please take prasadam. Right? Today is festival. Take prasadam. This is Krishna's mercy. Take prasadam.
License.
Yes. After all, we have been fasting. Don't do this. This is only our sanctification. Let us take it. See, these philosophies are not wonderful philosophies. they are not wonderful philosophies. Because they are licensed for sanctification. For me, when I'm fasting, it's not wonderful. Listen. When I'm fasting, it's not wonderful. Is when I want to eat, that is where it is wonderful. How will you eat after fasting? That is the test, not the fasting. Do you understand? You want to eat today and yesterday, which you didn't eat. Then where is the fasting? Yesterday has passed. Please don't eat for yesterday. Just take only for today. This is sense control. Sense control. In this way, we will make advancement. Yogis who are going to the forest to fast, they are not fools. They are not fools. They know what they are doing. That we need to sacrifice something for something. And that's the meaning of austerity. We are giving up lower things for higher things. It's austerity. It's not starvation. Austerity is different from starvation. Starvation, I don't have to eat. So what to do? I don't eat, yes, I will starve. Austerity means all the facilities for saint gratification are available, but unwillingly controlling my senses, telling the senses, this is not necessary. This is required to keep this body fit for the service of Krishna. That's all. It's austerity. So human life is different from animal life. What makes the difference between animal and human life? What makes the difference? Prabhupada told us, animals are eating, we are eating. They sleep, we sleep. They mate, we mate. They defend, we defend. It doesn't matter the capacity of our defense. But the principle of defense is there in all species of life. So what makes us different from animal? Atatha brahma vijyasa. What makes us different from animal?
If a cow goes to eat grass and someone hits him, she will again come back, but a human will not.
Yes, very good.
He can inquire about suffering.
He can ask, why am I suffering like this? Yes?
Austerity.
Austerity. What makes us different from animal is austerity. Austerity. The animal cannot perform austerity. We can perform. We have to regulate the senses. So, unregulated life is animal life. regulating life. It's animal, not human life. Human life means regulation. And Prabhupada said, why? Why regulation? Because we are in a disease condition. We're not normal. So there's regulation. you tell a baby, sit here. But you don't tell an old man, sit here. They are both human beings. Why? They are not at the same level. Tell a baby, sit here. Don't go anywhere. Sit here. Don't use knife. Don't use knife. You cannot tell an old man, don't use knife. You use knife and make a very nice preparation. Cook in the kitchen very nicely. Or a doctor can use knife and operate and give good health to a sick person. But if a baby take a knife, he can injure himself. So, sense control is to help us. It's to help us do things which will take us out of material existence, not to keep us in material existence, like animals. Animals will not ask about, am I suffering like this? Why am I forced to experience certain things? Animals will not ask. Because they don't have the consciousness to ask. They don't know the difference. Human body, human life is meant for different things. To find a solution towards our problems. And that requires austerity, control of the senses. For the senses are controlled, then they can enable us to focus our attention on the goal of human life. So without sense control, we cannot make it a Christian consciousness. It is necessary. Compulsory. See, it should not be something of a surprise. Why not this? Why not that? Are we prisoners? Don't we have freedom? What is freedom? This word freedom, what does it mean? Freedom. From what? Freedom from what? From suffering. Only a person who is free from suffering is free. Anyone under the tribute of material nature is not free. So we're not considered transcendentalists. A transcendentalist is one who is free from the tumult of material nature and is engaged in the service of Krishna. That's freedom. All right? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Any comments or questions? Yes, sir.
Practicing in voice bhakti, and we have college studies also. So schedules many times become such that devotees come together during prasadam time mostly. Like many devotees, in dinner time only we can find them. Otherwise, whole day they are very busy in the college studies. So in this way, that prasadam time, there is no, like many PhD devotees are there, many fifth year like devotees are there whom we find during prasadam time only. Rest time they are very busy inside. So.
We should talk, because we have not seen each other. So it is only time for us to talk. No, we shouldn't. We should not talk. So that is austerity. That's austerity. So let's perform this austerity for something higher. Something higher. Yes. We should show respect for prasada. Gratitude. We should not talk on prasada. It's a disrespect. This prasadam does not just come to us out of sudden. So many energies have been put into that. How can't we appreciate that? Someone has been in the kitchen there cooking. Even before the person they cook in the kitchen, someone has struggled very hard to get the money. Is it easy? All the puja you offered. All of those who have gone for the shopping, to get all these items. So we should appreciate it. The Supreme Lord Himself, Krishna, the Special Master who have made this arrangement. We should honor me, we should see all these personalities and show them respect. Thank you very much for this. But to the question, this it will help us control the senses. This Krishna prasada. If we want to be Krishna conscious, we should do this. Krishna said, man mana, that's what it means. Think of me. This is what it means. This is the technologies that will take us to that thinking of Krishna. That we are taking prasadam with the full appreciation. The place of prasadam before us, we appreciate that. The cheating on that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu look at prasadam and he saw Jagannath. From prasadam he saw Jagannath. And he said, just see, a few minutes ago this was rice. Just now. Lord Jagannath's saliva is here. So this is rice prasadam. Not rice. It's rice prasadam. From prasadam he saw. And for prasadam he saw Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas, you went to collect this boga and you are thinking about the woman who is selling you this thing. From prasadam he saw that. This another devotee, the Sai Bora. The wife offered him prasadam, he couldn't eat. He said, Jagannath. He offered obeisances. Jagannath. He was dancing. The wife said, what is wrong with this madman? Eat prasadam. He said, no. How can I eat Jagannath? From prasadam. This is meditation. So you can see the level of offenses we are making to prasadam. We are talking. So why should we hear all these pastimes? Why we should hear these things? Because this is what we also have to be experiencing. If you're not experiencing that, then we should be ashamed. I'm doing the same thing, but I'm not experiencing this. So what am I? We should be ashamed. You should say, okay, yeah. This is very good for the Goswamis. They are pure, yeah. The Sai Bora, yeah. For them, it's okay. For me, no. You're not a devotee? It's meant for devotees. It's not for demons, it's for devotees. That means all of us will have this experience. How will you get it? By practicing bad manner.
Just an extension. Does it mean that we shouldn't hear book reading or lectures?
That is meditation. That is very good. You should hear. That is hearing. That's very good. That is not talking on prasadam. It's meditation. It's very good. We should hear.
During honoring prasadam?
Yes. We should hear. Very, very good.
Prasadam, it says that Sayanam Ritapao Shishi Radha Krishna Gundra. So means what, you take prasad and speak the glories of Radha and Krishna. Is it like that?
You hear the glories reading. You hear. Or you are meditating on that. You are meditating on that. See, the Lord is so merciful that He has given me this to help me control my senses. This is the meditation. This mood which we should maintain while taking prasad. This appreciation.
One more thing, because I heard that we give sometimes we give example of Raghunath Das Goswami, and similarly at the same time we give the Bhishma. Both are not in Bhima. Both are not in sense gratification. Even the quantity may be varying, but not in sense gratification. So there we get an explanation that sense gratification is the, we need to leave the sense gratification, the enjoyment diet, we need to live, not sometimes I hear like this also. So can you explain?
All the Pandavas eat like Bhim? All the Pandavas, do they eat like Bhimsen? No. Right? So we are different personalities. We are different. So Bhim's eating, that is his fasting. He has work to do. And he requires that to do that. Being not only Prasadam, he also ate flesh, but he didn't go to hell. He ate flesh as well. He didn't go to hell. If we do that, we'll go to hell. He's a different position. Raghunath Das Goswami was given instruction in Jagannath Puri where we have to eat. Jagannath Puri is a place where Lord Krishna eats. Lord Krishna has a place for sleep. Where is that? Sriranga. That is a place for sleep. Jagannath Puri is a place for eating. It is there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das Goswami, don't eat like these devotees. He didn't point hand to people outside in the street. He said, these devotees. It is in Jagannath Puri he gave the instruction, not in Vrindavan. Jagannath Puri, don't eat like these devotees who are not yet experienced in their Krishna consciousness. They are not mature. They're eating. He's serving the prasada. And encouraging devotees to eat. It is not that he's enthusing us to do that so he can complain about us. No, that is our level. He's responding to our level. And he's responding to Raghunath Das Goswami's level. For you, you don't eat like this. Eat differently. So we reach a church and we don't see it. We only see prasad. We don't see within this prasadam what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing to Raghunath Das Goswami. You are on a different level. Don't act the same like these people. So we should not talk on prasadam. We should try to regulate. Some people, they will eat as they will eat. If they see someone eating, they are so envious that they will eat also. They are eating out of envy. There are many people like that. All right? Hare Krishna.
Told yesterday that unless we get a realization, unless we understand what is being told in Prabhupada books. So we should keep on reading.
Yes.
But if we do that, so much time will go, and we have to read a specific amount of books. One book will take so much time.
The problem, some of the problems I see with devotees is that we're talking about passion, right? We're talking about passion. Passion, mode of passion. Because we are in the mode of passion, we are forgetting to do the first thing first. It's the danger of being in passion. We jump, running. To where? Where are we running to? Where? We should do the first thing first. Then we can go to the second thing. And third, fourth. Then the end. Running! If we're not careful, we miss our luck. Like someone who is too much in anxiety, all the good fortune that's supposed to come will be pushed away because of tension. But a person who is very peacefully composed, all the good things will be coming as they're supposed to come. So, there is one man, he wrote a book, and in that book he mentioned, if you are reading a book and you come upon a word which you don't understand, don't keep reading. You should stop and find the meaning of that word until you are clear, then you can continue. The man is a fool? No. He's talking from experience. So, if we are reading, we don't understand, we should read again. We should read again. We should read again. We won't miss anything. You will always gain. It will become realized in due course of time. You know that you must hang there alone. You can complete the book and then come back again and read. You come back again and read. His Holiness Pralandananda Maharaj has read Bhagavad Gita 170 times. 100. Not one. It's 170 times. So just take Bhagavad Gita and say something. He will tell the way he is speaking from. That's Bhagavad Gita. That's Bhagavad Gita. This is studying. This is reading. Pralhadananda Maharaj.
Related to this, some devotees say that we have to finish all Prabhupada books before we die.
Yes.
It takes time.
To not take time. The time is for Krishna. We should spend it for Krishna. We should spend the time for Krishna. And Krishna has given us 24 hours a day. What do we do with it? We sleep now to not. Is it not? How many people doesn't sleep in the afternoon here? Who doesn't sleep in the afternoon? Who doesn't sleep in the afternoon? 1, 2, 3. In the afternoon, he doesn't sleep. Only in the night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Your hand is up? Okay. So the remaining of us will sleep in the afternoon. What is that? That time we should use it to study, to chant more, to hear more, to serve more. That's austerity. Sacrifice. We're sacrificing that for Krishna. Alright?
Maharaj, in third canto Bhagavata, when manifestations of Rudra is there, then it is 11 places are given to him. One of the places is austerity. So many times I have also experienced and I've seen that if at neophyte stage one practices high cater of austerities, he is more prone to pride and anger a lot. A lot of anger. Like, then how to be prone to that also? Like, whenever general, because the tendency is to forget Krishna again in Kanishadika. Anger cannot take a
spot. Austerity does two things. The same way with knowledge, the two things. One can study the scripture and become proud. Or become humble. Humble. One can perform austerity and become proud, or you can become humble. It doesn't matter if you are young or old. The problem is, what is the motive of the austerity? Or the study of the scripture. We are studying to be a devotee, you'll be humble, because that will purify us. If you are studying to become a gyan, you'll become proud, because the heart is not purified. We simply acquire memory work. The same way with austerity. If you don't perform austerity, you'll become proud. What is that? Be proud. And that pride will destroy us. So the aim of austerity and knowledge is not to become proud. It's to become humble. Therefore, our motivation should be genuine. I'm studying so I can understand Krishna devotional service properly, so I can do a bona fide devotional service. We'll not become proud, we become humble. because we get purified. I'm performing austerity so I can become purified, so I can be a better devotee. You don't become proud, you become purified, become humble. But if you want to do austerity so I can get mystic power and control all of you, you don't become humble, you'll be proud. So we should check our motivation. That's the issue. How do we know our senses becoming perfect? When we are not attracted to the things we are addicted to before. For example, I like chocolate. I'm taking chocolate. Now my senses is purified. I don't have attraction for chocolate. Now I have attraction for chanting more the holy name. So the senses become purified. Right? I like to look at unnecessary object, but now that has no meaning to me. Now I want to see the beauty of Krishna, beauty of the devotees of Krishna. The senses are getting purified. I like to eat and eat and eat, but now I'm not eating again. I have reduced my eating. And all the palatable things which I like to take before, I don't have much attraction again. The senses are getting purified. We are making advancement. If we still have the same attitude towards the things we're doing as non-devotees, means the senses are not getting purified. So we should work more. So we can get it right.
Jai!
Nice location for Jai! Go to Bhakta Vrinda ki Jai!